A whole million of somewhat interesting stories. Be careful when listening to advice, as every human being has their own path of curiosities. And you should be just as careful when it comes to culture, as parts of you that change depending on what culture you are born to are only temporary. If you get pushed off your own path, you will enter a lifeline that may seem alien to you. Complexity of life arranges for emergence of inspirational lessons, powerful observations, and helpful signals. But we have to walk the paths that we feel strongly and passionately about to hear them and learn the most from life. I don't remember where, or even if I heard it somewhere, though probably did. But from time to time, when questions of advice come up, especially great questions, I encourage people to ask their elder selves what their regrets may be. Picturing our elder selves can gently guide us onto the correct paths somehow. And just in case you are still young, dear reader, you should know that even back when we are young, we already have a mighty grasp on powerful wisdom. Personally, I just followed my own little road. Road of adventure, archaeology, programming, and freedom from any and all bullies and bullshit. I don't know how I did it, but now that I have slowed down to write, I see my adventures as being on par with anything that Indiana Jones could live through. I had so many hot flashes from near wild animal attacks that they just became another way of measuring my adventures. And short of losing my most precious artifact, my archaeology was always on point, always. And to this day, I always keep an eye on museums. And my computer programming has been steadily advancing since I was 10 or so. I learn about all the things that fit me, and at the pace that suits me best, and in the perfect sequence. For one, I totally understand what computer inventors are talking about. But like the critics, I also noticed that there are a lot of broken things in the computer world that almost everybody is ignoring. In terms of software, I like to ask myself, what is the minimum useful implementation of all the programs that we use? And it is often very sad and shocking how over-engineered and bloated and slow and heavy all the software is. When I look at simple command line menus on my computer, I see the stark difference. The first person to minify all the programs to a useful minimum will surely become internet famous. See, I walk my own road, making my own observations and learning my own lessons. I never allowed anybody to push me away from my tiny and very delicate curiosities. When we like something and follow it, somehow it always becomes far greater than what initially called to us. It is never just art or museum or nature. It is more like a pyramid, and you just keep going and going and going and learning more and more and more. And before you know it, it turns out that you know a whole million of somewhat interesting stories.